in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, in volume 6, letter number 1678, and this is dated Gimel Tammuz, the 30th of Tammuz, Tavshin Yud Beis, in 52, Brooklyn. Shalom Uvracha, yeah. It says Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I enjoyed reading in your letter that you see a good future for the activities of Tzirei Agudas Chabad, of the young group of Chabad, the organization functioning in Israel. Although you add that they still need to receive instructions. Basically, it seems like the Rebbe is instructing them how to do and what to do. And the Rebbe says, actually, this itself is a good instruction, that they need to still receive instruction. That's a pretty good lesson. Why? So the Rebbe says, generally speaking, each one of us needs to be needs instructions. We need to know how to do things. However, there is such that doesn't want to receive them. Doesn't want to receive. Or, even more than this, some people have already reached their top. They're not interested in going any further higher, and therefore, instead of a person being a mahalach, meaning a person that walks, grows, keeps on moving, you become an oimed. An oimed means you're standing still, you're standing on the place. You no longer grow. There's no growth over there. There's just standstill. But as opposed to when you need instruction and you accept them, so that is evidence that the source that of the hidden powers that you have is alive, and from time to time it sort of flows, and they add in their activities and they go from strength to strength. So basically Rebbe wants to say that when these people that accept instructions, that means that they're open to it, that means that they themselves are the ones that are really, you know, revealing their own extra strength that they have within them. So the Rebbe doesn't want to apparently not take himself the credit. So the Rebbe says, and the fact that there is a reason from outside, somebody from the side that gives them an instruction, I think the Rebbe is referring to himself, that he's instructing them. So he says, based majority of the times, as explained in many of the Maimorim, of the discourses of my father, of the Rebbe, with the titles, he gives you an example of digging a pit. It's like growing an artesian well. What's an artesian well, the Rebbe says? That the actions of the person consists only of removing the sand and the stones that block and prevent the well being revealed. As soon as you remove those matters that prevent, which are outside of the water, so then the well on its own begins to flow and expands with lots of force and very high. So the Rebbe says the same thing is in our case, that in most of these cases, there are very great powers in each one and one of the sons and daughters of Israel. Especially, the Rebbe says, those who are stem from the Anash, from the Hasidim, who also have the privilege and the merits of their fathers that boosts them, gives them a support. So the purpose of an instruction is just to remove some of these blocks, some of these covers from external matters, like the sand and the rocks. So that's the Rebbe is saying when I give a Hayra, is these people are doing it on their own. he's just removing some of the external blockage that don't allow for those intense powers that they have within themselves to flow, which means, what are some of these externals? Sometimes people have bad habits. They've got into bad habits. You know, I'm adding this, such as laziness, such as being afraid what people will say about it, you know, how are people going to look about it. They come from the environment. Those are external. And sometimes it's just batlonis, meaning not paying attention, you know, just letting things go. So when you remove those obstacles, those preventing, so then the source with living water, which is the point of Judaism, that impact does its job in actuality. May the blessed Hashem merit each one of us, one and one of us, to fulfill their mission in the service that we talked about before, and that is, what is the shlichus? To make a breach in that wall. So there is a wall that separates, and there's a partition that separates between the Jews and the Father in heaven. So we need to breach through that hole, an additional breach on top of all the breaches that have already been done through the sages, the leaders, Jewish leaders, generation after generation. So then, once there is more opening, so then automatically the light will expand on both sides. There will be no more holes. So in other words, I'm not going to bring the light to you. We're just going to break some of the barriers, you know. I mean, that will be the light of the blessed Ein Sof on this side, and the light of the soul of Yidden on this side, and this light will be on both sides with blessing for a festival of redemption, which is before Yud Beis Tammuz, redemption of the previous Rebbe. This should be a beginning, a close beginning to the redemptions of our souls through Mashiach Tzidkenu, the Meher Mamish, quickly in our days.
That's beautiful.